For those of you here, last week I preached half of a sermon that I had prepared, and the half that I wanted to talk about was knowing the Holy Spirit, kind of a continuation of what I'd been saying prior weeks. And one of the ways that we know the Holy Spirit is praying in the Spirit. And I unpacked out of 1 Corinthians 14, 7 truths about what it means to pray in tongues or to use a prayer language in tongues and to pray. And just as a quick recap for you, we said that we're to earnestly desire doing that. We earnestly desire to speak in tongues. We speak directly to God, number two. Number three, we're uttering mysteries by the Spirit as we do it. Number four, it's the only gift that edifies and builds up the believer. And number five, tongues with the gift of interpretation is touted as one of the highest, most beautifying gifts for the church and building up gifts for the church. Number six, our spirit is praying, not our mind. Our mind is unfruitful. And number seven, it's part of our church meeting. When you come together, one of you has a tongue or an interpretation for the building up. And in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul says, I thank God that I pray in tongues more than all of you. So here we have the leader of the church after Jesus, the number two man, standing there saying, I want y'all to do this a ton. And Paul was doing that all the time. Well, after I got done preaching last week, my sweet sister, Linda, come up here, Linda, if you would. She came up with tears in her eyes, and she shared part of her testimony with me about being a young girl and this gift. And I said, Linda, you have to share this with us. Now, what you have to know about Linda is she loves public speaking. She just can't get enough of the microphone. So she's just leaning into it. No, she's brave here to come up here today. She said, I'm not a public speaker. I said, you're in good company. Neither was Paul. He came not with wise words or eloquent words. I said, just speak from your heart. So let me pray for you, sister. And I just want her to share a testimony. Lord, I pray a blessing over Linda, the sweet sister. And I just pray that this testimony would build up and encourage. I pray for peace in her heart, even now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, if you guys want to head for the door, I completely understand. Last week, Jonathan talked on the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues. And I don't know how many's witnessed the gift of tongues, but if you have, it's marvelous. But it can be a scary, scary thing. I was a young girl, and my folks had moved to a small town called Tonganoxie, which you may have never heard of, but it's there. And it was a Pentecostal church. It was Assembly of God. And this teacher, Sunday school teacher, was down the row from me, and I was probably about 12, 13. And we were all praying, the congregation, and all of a sudden, this lady started talking in tongues. It scared the living daylights out of me. The first time I'd ever heard it. It is a scary, scary thing. But then, when you keep going to the Pentecostal church, it's like an everyday occurrence. The minister can just start with the tongues. It's marvelous. It's an interaction that's... Anyway, when I was a teenager, they had us teenagers go to a church in Leavenworth, Assembly of God Church. So... We went over there, and then after the service, and the service was about the little lady that was trying to get to Jesus, and she wanted just to touch the hem of his garment, just to get that close, because she knew that Jesus could do it. Anyway, they had an altar call, and I went up, and the minister put his hands on my shoulder. And it was just like I was trying to get to Jesus, and I just wanted to touch the hem of that garment. Anyway, I started talking in tongues. It's the greatest feeling. It's the greatest gift that a person could get. It's like you are right there, and he's living in you. And so anyway, when Jonathan talked on it, I would just thought, that is so neat, because I don't think enough glory has been given to the Holy Spirit, especially the gift of tongues. Thank you.
Good job. Thank you, sister. Just wanted to sow that into you as a as an addition from last week, and as my sentence last week was, if there is this much warfare and division in the church around this gift, how high and holy must this gift be? And how precious is this gift for the church used for breakthrough? So we don't want to make too much of it, and we don't want to diminish it at the same time. We just want to honor what the Lord has done.